Okay, today's daf is Yivam Bistaf Kuf Yud Gimel, and today we'll discuss the sugya known as Zachin Mei Adam Shelo Befana. That's the name of the sugya, and it comes up here on Amud Aleph of Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel and Yivam is what happened here. Discussed yesterday, the parak started about Cheresh, and Chereshes. That's parak be Cheresh and Nasa, all the different types of the marriages midrabanan. Marriages midrabanan. So the Gemara is trying to figure out exactly what is the status of a actions of a cheresh, of a deaf mute. We had a shiur about this a couple of months ago at the beginning of Maseches Yevamos, relating to how do we view a cheresh? Is he a lav bardas? Halachically, is it just that we don't know? What happens if we're able to communicate with him in some way? A couple hundred years ago, the poskim discussed this in the tshuvas. But the Gemara here, relating to us, we're going to talk about the following. Amar Avchia Barashi Amar Shmuel, Eishes Cheresh, Ein Chayav and Alav Asham Tali. The wife of a Cheresh, is she considered married or not? So the Shmuel says, there's no Asham Tali. It's not even a Suffolk Isser, Rashi. Denema Suffolk Eishes Issi. Suffolk Hayav Oda, Suffolk Ein Bo. Vabala Basham Tali. We don't say that. We don't say Asham Tali. We know is always brought when there's, if I would have done the Avera for sure, I bring a Chatos. If I'm not sure if I did the Avera, I bring an Asham Tali. So here, there's not even an Asham Tali. Devade in Loshum Kinyim in a Torah, for sure. There is no Kinyin Darais, and therefore it's not an Eishes Ish. She's not an Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says, Lema Messiah, let's try to bring a riot to Shmuel from the first Mishnah, Maseches Trumos, where the Mishnah says, Chamisha lo yitromu, v'imtarmu yitromasa truma. Five people should not take off truma, hafrashas truma, which is itself a mitzvah, which we've discussed, mitzvah matir. But if they did, even if they tried, it doesn't work. Ain't trumasa truma. There are some people that if they take off truma, alachad chilo, they shouldn't. Maybe they can't make a bracha, but the evidence works. But here, even midievet, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Veilu ein cheresh. The first one on the list is cheresh. That's why this mishnah is brought here. Chereshot v'katan. They all are lav b'nei das. V'hatorim eshenu shelo. That's the one that's important for us today. And if I take off truma from someone, from somebody else's property, I go on a mafresh truma from somebody else, that does not work. Va'oved kochavim shetarim shel Yisrael, afilu bershus Yisrael, ein trumasa truma. And a guy who was tarim shel Yisrael, even if the Jew had allowed him and told him to do it, ein trumasa truma, because a non-Jew is not a bar shlichus in the world of truma. Rashi says, debinan ma'atem b'nei bris, afshluchachem b'nei bris, and therefore it wouldn't work. Okay, so one of the ones here on the list is Torem as She'enu Shelo. If I'm Torem, I know that you have produce, and I know you're going to want to eat the produce tomorrow, so you know what I'll do? I'll go and I'll take truma off for you. And I know you're going to have to do that later, but I know you're going to be busy later, you're going to want to eat, so I take off truma for you. The Mishnah says that doesn't work. Torem as She'enu Shelo does not work. The question is, why doesn't it work? Because you need bailus. You need bailus. What about the principle of Zachia? What about Zachin la'adam shalav afanav? Right, we know that's a huge principle in a number of sugyas and shas, a number of places in shas. That principle is discussed about the relationship between zechiah and shlichus. That's not really our topic for today, but whether zechiah is mitam shlichus or lav mitam shlichus, major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos versus the Chachmei Sfarad. The Ran happens to side with Rashi and Tosfos in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. But that is a question. How do you? What's the lumdus of zechiah? Is it a type of unappointed shliach, right? Or is it something else, a different world, right? It's a different makar. If you look in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, it seems like a different stage. The Gemara seems to have three different concepts, one after another, shlichus, zechiah, and aputrapis. Again, you get the impression that it's all different, but either way, this is the principle. We know the principle of zechiah, so why don't you say that if I go over and I'm mafresh from your field, that it would work, right? The Mishnah said doesn't work. Term Shein Shalom doesn't work. So you might have said, why not? The special din, Afreshes Truma needs bailus. And if there's shlichus, so shlichus is different because there the Baal gave permission. And Zachiyah is not enough connected to that in order to be mafresh. So I think something related to a special din of Hafresh's Truma. But if you look in the Ksos made this sugya famous. He says maybe there's a different reason why Torim Eshe'en Shalom does not work. And it starts off with a Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin in Kuf Pei Ches. Kuf Peches, the Ksos quotes the Shulchan Sedeshin. The Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel Ches quotes the Shulchan Sedeshin. In Kuf Peches, says the Shulchan Sedeshin, Isha Baalas Abayis, La Shala, Misharetza Shala Isa. What happened? A woman was kneading dough, and she left the dough to rise, let's say, and then she went out. And now the dough is fully risen, and if it's not baked right now, so then the dough is all going to get ruined. It's all going to get ruined. The question is, though, that the Baalas Habayis didn't take off Chal yet from the dough, right? That's why this is quoted in the Ramah in Yaradeya in Shidchav Chesiv Beis, right? Because this Hilchas Chala. So what happens? Falchavchus the Kodem Shev Shidchala the Kodem Shechazur Nischam Soha Isa Kol Sarcha Shim O Tishesh Lo Teyafet Tiskalka La Isa. If you don't bake it right now, the dough will be Mekolkal. So yes, Bidi Eved. You can be mafresh challah from a dough after it is baked, but lechatchila for sure is supposed to be taken before it's baked. So what happens? B'shul kach rotsa mishareses lafresh challah b'li rishus balabayis. So the servant, the worker in the kitchen, wants to be mafresh challah without having rishus because she knows that, you know, this is what the ba'alas habayis would want. She would rather challah to be taken so her dough isn't ruined. Shari lemevet achi alav. Can she do that? Can she take off challah without being appointed? Tshuva says the Bishuva Zadeshen, yes. Yir the Shaper David Mevedachi, she can do this. Kiva the Miskalkel, Zechus Ulabalabayas, it's a schus, Zachin la Adam Shalobafanov, the Kaimalan Zachia mitam Shlichus is Rabbi. And he quotes from that Sugi and the Rishonim, and Zachia is mitam Shlichus, Zachia is related to Shlichus. And just like you could appoint a Shliach here, so too, you could work through Shliach, Achinami, Hamishareses, Naasa Shlucha, Afilu Shalom Midaita. The Mishareses is considered her shliach, even without her knowledge, mitam deschusula. V'yafilu ein kanchash. There's a question about the girsa here. Afilu ein kan ela chash kilka leisa. The girsa that we have is even if there is only a chash kilko, or the other girsa is even without shlash kilka leisa. V'yafagav, and even though then he says the parrot, he goes to Gemara in the first parak in Chulin. V'yafagav the main parak of the Chulin. Domer l'shluchot save etrom v'shamene shachrina va'azil. Somebody says to Reuven, go be toreim, and then somebody else goes and is toreim instead, who wasn't appointed va'azil v'etrom de'ein shum azot shumba. That doesn't work because he didn't command them. Sure, it's siva l'shluchot etrom. So why is that? Because there you appointed one specific person. It wasn't just a general nichalacha. If you point a specific person and somebody else does it, so then maybe there's a problem. But mikol makom holiday lo avish leich lo mahani. But there it was specific. V'yesh lomar says the truma sedeshen dafka hasam dikla meimer dedas palabayis deshlucha dafka yitrom bishem tiyodeo umakir beisam mida raga palabayis litrom bayin yafe. We know how first truma also is flexible. There's mida benonis and Mida Yafa, and Mida Ra, so there, maybe he knows, I know how you will act for me, and that's why I want you. But nowadays, everybody just takes off a drop of challah. It's not that you're going to take off more. I'm not going to lose so much. There is no kpeda. And therefore, the Shulchan says, no problem. You don't even need a minu shlichus. And then he quotes the Gemara later on in Yavamis, later on in Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the sugya of a mizake le'ishto b'makam yavam. Could somebody be mizake, a get to a woman, b'makam yavam? A case where usually we know get might be considered a chov, but what happens if the parties involved, we could kind of know that it will be a schus. Well, best if we get to this a little later. But this is the Gemara that he quotes. Mizaka get leishto b'makam yavam, mahu, can you mizaka get for a woman in a case where if she wouldn't have the get, she would have to go and be zakuk liyavam. Kiva, the sanyale, since we could assume that they probably don't want to get married, she doesn't want to marry her brother-in-law, therefore it's a schus hilo, and therefore it's a schus to have a get, v'zakuk l'adam shalom b'fanav. O dilma, kiva, the zimna derachmile, sometimes she likes him, so then chovu lavin chovu l'adam shalom b'fanav. But what do you see the whole assumption of that sugya is, if it would be a schus, so then you'd be able to give it to her. So the Truma Sedeshin says, what's the difference? What's the difference here and there? Right, if you accept her get for her, if it's a schus, huadin hafrashas chala. He says then another Gemara. Again, the Truma Sedeshin is very intellectually honest. What about the Gemara in Eilu Metzias that some are familiar with? At the end of that sugya, remember the sugya, the Gemara tries to prove yeish shalom midas. Anytime you have a nichusa that was not known at the beginning, but only at the end, does that work. So remember that sugya brought up, the case of a freshest truma, where somebody's offered truma, and then the balabais comes back and says, klachet zol yafos, do we think that he is serious, or that he is sarcastic? And the Gemara answers there, oh, shav yishliach. Shav yishliach. And even though later on we would know that he is nichusa, still, we need to have a shliach. And therefore, and it would have worked without it. So the Gemara situation says, aye, so that one says he's pretty similar. Hafresh Shuman, Hafresh Chalas. Gemara says, the Truman Session says, Lo Domi Klal. No. There's a difference. Because over there, we really don't know at the time of the Maisa, what his Nichusa would be. And only later on, we would know. And the question is, putting his future Nichusa into the past. That's what might not work in Yidish Shliach. But here, we would know right away. Here, we know exactly. The Hasam b'shah shenasa shlichus lo yadin and klal de nichalei el da achar kach shamina minei. Later on, you heard the chazina minei, or you see the nichalei ubeinan lemeimar, and you have to say dele mafrei avi shliach halo mahani. That's not going to work. We shouldn't be inan lemeida b'shah shenasa shliach deschusu v'nichalei. But here, you know right away the dough is going to get ruined, so there's no need to go lemafreya, and therefore it is it would work. It would work here. So this is the Shuma Sedeshen, Zachal Adam Shlabafanov in this case, and the Ramah quotes this in Yeredeya, in Shin Chavches, and again the Taz, in the beginning of Shin Chavches, there in Sifkat and Beis, discusses that Girsa that we just alluded to before, that maybe even if there is no Chshash of Kilko, it's also going to work. So that is step number one. The Ksos quotes this Shuma Sedeshen, and says, I know it's the Shuma Sedeshen, and I know the Ramah quotes it, and he says, V'im ki adati miut erki, lahar her achar piske maharai, uviprat and even though these great poskim followed, but I think that there's a machlokas rishonim here, and Tosfos and the Rashba argue. I think Tosfos and the Rashba argue. Where's this Tosfos and the Rashba in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Vav? The Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav discusses a similar case of Hafreshes Truma, and the language of the Gemara is Ibay Elohu. Hatori Mishalo al Shal Chaveiro. What about the case where I want to be Mafresh Truma from my stuff, but I have your stuff in mind? So can I do that? Can I be mafresh from my produce, and it'll be mesakein your kri? Tzarech daito olo. Do you need das of the balabayas or not? Miam Rinan says the Gemara. Kiva deschus hulo lo tzarech das yute. It's a schus for him. So therefore, of course, it's going to work. I'll be mafresh, and you'll get this the effect of this of the hafresh druma. Oh dilma no mitzvah dilehu. Or do we say, no, a person would rather do a mitzvah by himself, and therefore it's not going to work if you do it for him? So that's the question of the Gemara. On that Gemara, the Rashba has the comment, and the Ksos assumes, thinks that this Rashba is against the Truma Sedeshen, right? Says the Rashba, Shlichus is not dafka because it's good for the person or not. Right, if I appoint a shliach to do something, even if it's bad for me, it's going to work. So shlichus is not bidin nichalei, elegzeres akasavi. Dema atem ledaitachem, av shluchachem ledaitachem. So shouldn't shlichus nidas v'teidelecha? And then he quotes, shaharei ha'omer l'chaver tzevet shromli, if somebody says, be mafer shuma for me. V'halachum matzu tarum, and I find that it was tarum, l'man da'amar chazaka ein shliachos ha'shlichuso. If I hold like the opinion that you cannot assume that the shliach did his shlichus, right, the first parak of Masechus Chulin, she'eino tarum. The dilma in the shachrina shama v'halach v'tarum. Maybe somebody else heard and it was torim. V'rachmana amar atem gam atem, ma'atem l'daitachem ha'shluchem l'daitachem. But 1 second, that would be good. V'yavagav da'azam nichol eshitiknu eskiryo. Why do we assume that if you say ein chazaka shliachos ha'shlichuso, or chazaka ein shliachos ha'shlichuso, why do you say that the Hafresh Truma, maybe somebody else did it? Why wouldn't it be good anyway? The Yesh Lomar says the Rashba, HaTorim Mishalo Al Shal Chaveiro Shaini, being Torim Mishalo Al Shal Chaveiro is different. You hear you take it from your own stuff. Delo Bina Shlucha Ladaito Ela B'Torim Mishal Balakri Al Balakri. When do you need Shlichus, actual appointment, when the you're being Torim from his stuff on his stuff? Avol b'torim mishalo al balakri, but if I'm being mafresh from my own stuff for him, kivan te'inu shal balakri, lo b'ne shlichus amamish, then I don't need shlichus. Ve'ein adar atali ela izchusu, then I only need nichusa, and it's chus, v'zachal olam shlo b'fanav alav, schus, the mitzvah d'nafshe adifle, do we say he'd rather do his own shlichus or not? Says the ksos, what do you see from there? The Rashba making a chilek between my taking from your stuff to be mafresh truma for you, that needs actual shlichus, versus I'm taking from my stuff for you, that just needs nichus and zechus. What's the difference? So says the Ksos, because zechus, you cannot call a zechus if you're taking from his stuff. Even if in general it's good for him, but it's not going to work, says the Ksos. He quotes the language of the Rashba. Let me just find the Lashon. He quotes the language of the Rashba, and then he says, Tosfos also says that, VMK. So therefore, in this case of the Mishareses with the Chala, so what that it's going to get ruined? But this is from her stuff on her stuff, and therefore, no good. Behind the Mishareses, the Mefreshos Chala, Misha Balabayis, Ein Bazei Shum Mishum Zchus, Delorim Rina Zachalim Shalom Bafanav, El Hecha Dezocha Makabo Beze Dover. Zchus is if I get something. I accept something for Plony. I'm getting an object. I'm getting something. But if I'm just getting an effect, but the way that you get that is by taking something from me, so then that is not going to work. If you get a chefetz, or if you get a get, or mafresh mishalo, ava mafresh mishal balabayis, ein zes chus ala nichusa ika, v'shlichus la bitorash nichusa, ubina la etzchem dafka. The way that the achronim formulate this ksos is you say zachin le adam shelo b'fanav and not zachin me adam shelo b'fanav. Even if it's a schus for the person, and he would be happy about it, but you can't say schus me adam, right? It's a schus if I take something from your property and in that way do something that you would be happy with. You can't. That the zachin does not have that allowance. The mechanism of schus. I'm not arguing, says the ksos, that it's good for you, but it is good for you, but it still doesn't work, right? You need shlichus in these cases. The Ksos says also, and I don't even understand the case, says the Ksos, because what, it's going to get ruined, so bake it without being mafresh, right? You're allowed to be mafresh chala even after the afia. So just do that here in this case. Loi vanti. So Ksos doesn't even understand the case. He also then quotes a Tosfos and Maseches Nazir on Daf Yud Beis, where Tosfos discusses how a woman can make a shliach. What if a woman made a shliach lahafrish before the dough was a dough, before the dough was kneaded, right? So Tosfos discusses how a woman could do that. Isn't it a davar shelo bala olam? Isn't it a davar shelo bala olam before it's kneaded and there's no chi of hafrasha yet? So, but one second, says the Tosfos, the Shumas Tadashin is right. You don't even need shlichus. You're like, how can you make a shliach? Okay, you can't make a shliach, but once the dough is there, and you can do it. Zachin. Right. It sounds like, says the Ksos from Tosfos, that you wouldn't be able to do that because, and Tosfos is only bothered by davar shelo bala olam, you have to make a shliach now, but nichusa wouldn't work. Yeah, the other achronim argue and think that there's a different shot of the Rashba. It's not this general yesod principle of zachin la adam and not zachin me adam. But this is the Ksos, and this relates to our case of the Mishnah in Trumas, quoted here in Yevamos Kaf Yud Gimel about Torim. Torim al davar she'inu shalo. If you want to be mafresh shuma for someone else, that does not work. The Ksos would say that's because zachin may adam and not zachin la adam. This sugya might relate to generally how do you define zechus and chova, right? For zachin la adam, right? Technically, yes, you're taking something from this person, zachin may adam, but obviously it's good for him. It's a good thing. So there are other sugyas that discuss: do you go by general ratzon ha adam if the person would be nicha, or do you go by specific formal categories of looking at it in a much more narrow sense, whether Zachim would work. The Ramban in Chulin, Adaf Lamites, talks about it in both directions. What if there's a Maisara that is a negative thing, but the person, you know, he wants you to do it? Or it's a good thing, but he's screaming, so Omed Vitzoveach, but he doesn't want you to do it. Right? Is that, does Zachim work in that case? Is Zachim personal or not? Again, that might relate to our case too. The Gemara in Gittin, again, Daf Yud Alp, was called Gerishin Echova. But what if you know that in a certain case a woman would want a gerushin? Right, there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at Eben Ezer, kuf mem sifhei. Right, could a man make a shliach kabbalah, so to speak, for a woman to accept or get? Right, so usually a man makes a shliach la'olacha and a woman makes a shliach la'kabbalah, and a man can make a shliach hava. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Yichol gam kein le'alos shliach la'hova shetomer habeli giti v'dino kedin shliach la'olacha. A woman can make a shliach la'hava, meaning it's not going to be a get until it gets to me. So a woman can make a shliach la'kabbalah, it'll be a get right away when the shliach gets it, or a shliach la'hava. But what about ha'ish? Ha'ish eni yachol asa shliach la'kabbalah, meish eni yachol asa shliach la'chovasa shalomi daita, because he can't make a shliach la'chova shalomi daita. V'yafilu aisa eishes muchashchin. even if he's a mugashrin, Osha is a ktate binyan, they've been fighting and she's wanting this get forever. Vitovas lisgarish, and she wants to get divorced. Therefore, even in that case, doesn't matter. The Baal cannot make a shliach the Kabbalah, lechova. The Yeshmi Shaomer, Bazushi Savik Megureshes. And others say, no, maybe in this case, at least it's a Savik Megureshes that the husband can make some type of shliach le Kabbalah. Okay, that's another question. The Ran has a fascinating discussion in Gittin on Daf Yotesma based on the Daf Yarif. What if it's a small act of zuchus or chova that's megalgel, the opposite? Right, the case is that to write a prizbal, one needs to have a little bit of land, the love. What if the love has no land? So what if, can the malve be mizake, a little bit of land to the love, which is a schus, he's giving him land, but because he does that, he'll be able to collect his $5 million loan. So it's a little schus, but it's megal gelachovas. That's the big discussion the Ran has in Daf Yotes. It seems like it would work. Because you look at it in small terms, even though it's Megalgel, the Chova. Okay, we'll stop here. The Sugya of Zachin, May Adam.